It's that time of year to start talking about holiday safety.
Sure.
Nationally and locally, the most common cause of holiday fires is cooking. Mm-hmm. We get all the relatives in. We get distracted. We lose our concentration for a little while. So we just want to emphasize to people to pay attention.
Right.
We want everybody to have safe holidays. So there's things you can do to help prevent these kind of cooking fires. Don't leave things unattended. The usual things we talk about, turn your pot handles toward the back of the stove so you don't hit them when you go by. Don't wear frilly aprons, clothes with big sleeves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your work area clean. Keep combustibles off the countertop. And turkey frying. We get lots of questions about turkey frying every year. You know, now there's some really nice oilless turkey fryers. They're infrared.
Oh.
They seem to do a pretty good job, and mm-hmm. boy, are they a whole lot safer. I love fried turkeys, but I just assume the pros cook it, that kind of thing. So if you're going to fry turkeys, you got to be extra special careful.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, YouTube's out there. Go look at a video right before.
Yes,
you don't
indeed.
Be a first timer and not have been researched.
Indeed.
This.
The internet's wonderful. Sometimes it's a dangerous thing, but it's you can go out there and certainly see some mistakes that were made, so maybe you don't make the same kind of mistakes.
Yeah.
And then with the holiday season, you know, there's the holiday decorations and all that too. One of the big things are your outside lights and things like that. You got to inspect them, make sure they're in good shape. We really recommend that if you can, you start moving toward the LED lights. They're a lot safer, a lot cooler, and there are vendors out there now that actually kind of give you a trade-in on your old light.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not a whole lot, and you can't bring 47,000 strings of old lights, but
mm-hmm.
but you can get $5, $6 off on a set of LED lights. It's a lot safer. The strings are a lot longer, so you don't have try to put so many together. So that's definitely one of our recommendations. And I got to mention live Christmas trees, or formerly live Christmas mm-hmm. trees, cut trees. Those things really need a lot of water, and that's one of the biggest things we see with live trees. You got to check the water every day. Big trees may suck up a gallon a day.
So
you really got to try to keep them hydrated. When the needles start to fall, it's starting to get dangerous. So just be careful. We want everybody to have a safe holiday
sure.
season, so
you know,
whatever we can do to help.
The other thing you mentioned is with the outdoor lights, you know, there's a $5 hammer and there's a $20 hammer, and there's a reason for that. And there's a $5 extension cord and there's a $20 extension cord, and there's
definitely
a reason for that as
certainly.
Well. So
certainly.
what those things, if you're going to plug them in and leave them out there for hours at a time, you probably need to look at the ratings that
you
are necessary
there. You want to make sure that it'll carry the load you need. If you're going to be using an extension cord outside, it needs to be an outdoor-rated extension cord.
Right.
And there again, you want to look for the laboratory-approved tag on there.
Right, the UL.
One, mm-hmm. UL is the biggest one.
Right.
There are several others,
okay.
but make sure it's got a tag, said it's been tested and it's safe. Most of them now have little fuses or circuit breakers on them, so if you do get a short or something, it will cut the power. But yeah, but make sure you got the right equipment for what you're doing. Safe holidays.
That's it. A little common sense never hurts. Thanks, Bart. Appreciate
that.
Bart
you.
Humphreys, yep, here from College Station Fire.